Cab drivers in Las Vegas tell stories of a time when they could drive down the strip without much traffic. No more. Las Vegas is experiencing tremendous growth. New residents add nearly 1,000 cars to the city streets every week. Local planners believe there's still time to fix the traffic jams, and they are taking their cues from the city's glitzy casinos. From member station KNPR in Las Vegas, Flo Rogers reports.
Visitors to Las Vegas's famous strip will soon have a new way to speed past the Eiffel Tower at the Paris Casino. Take in the Star Trek experience at the Hilton and drop their quarters in the slots at the Sahara. An elevated monorail.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do join the governor outside as he starts construction on the Las Vegas monorail.
And groundbreaking for the new train took place in full Las Vegas style. There are certainly few public works projects presided over by a genuine Elvis impersonator and a bevy of leggy showgirls. Nevada's Governor Kenny Gwynn was on hand, breaking ground with a flamboyant 70-foot-long gold-tipped power drill, which bit through the tarmac behind the Sahara Casino. This will be the final stop of a $650 million monorail, funded entirely by Las Vegas casinos. Bob Broadbent is the chairman of Transit Systems Management, the private company building the railway.
Right now, it's mainly a tourist benefit because they're the people that move up and down the strip, and they're really the basis for our economy. But secondly, is making it a system that the community will ride. You got to remember that their parking spaces at these hotels is on very expensive property. And the more we can take people out of their own car and put them in some other form of transportation, the better it's going to be.
4 miles of monorail serving a line of casinos is a long way from full-service mass transit. But local planners hope it can be the starting point for a more comprehensive system. Southern Nevada's Regional Transportation Commission, the RTC, has proposed that the public fund a 2-mile extension of the rail line into downtown Las Vegas at a cost of $200 million. This extension would anchor a regional transit hub to serve the expanding suburbs of the Las Vegas Valley. But to get these federal dollars for the extension, Southern Nevada must find matching money from private sources. RTC General Manager Jacob Snow is hoping the Strip monorail investment by local casinos will be acknowledged.
We're trying to avoid having the locals pay twice for a system. And since the locals already have come up with this large amount of money to build this first phase of the system, we think that ought to count as our local match, or that 50%.
With Nevada Senator Harry Reid holding a strategic position on the Appropriations Committee, Jacob Snow is looking to a September Senate bill to provide the money. Then, Snow says, with the funds for the monorail extension in place, the RTC will invest in a regional transit hub and a new fleet of French-made electric buses. This, local planners believe, will be the incentive to get Las Vegans out of their cars. Right now, only 4% of the local population uses mass transit, slightly lower than the national average. Jacob Snow says if locals are offered a monorail that connects easily to a bus system, this may change their attitude toward riding the bus.
Here in Las Vegas and throughout the country, they're the Rodney Dangerfield of public transportation. They just don't get the respect that they deserve. And people tell us, well, I'm not going to ride a bus because it's big and it's slow and it's noisy. But they say, I'd ride a rail system. And that's what we're bringing people.
Dr. Robert Fielden has been an urban designer in Las Vegas for nearly 40 years. He'd prefer that Southern Nevada face up to the underlying issues of growth, where bus routes stretch further and further into the suburbs, and each week nearly 1,000 extra cars converge onto Las Vegas's crowded roads.
Well, we know that the population of the valley is going to grow to 2 million by 2010 and 3 million by 2020. On the other hand, we have to make provisions for these added residents. Do we continue expanding our population boundaries and keep moving further and further away? Or do we concentrate development as they do in San Diego and Portland?
The federal government is giving Southern Nevada a hefty incentive to get behind mass transit. Next year, $150 million of federal funding for road construction will be withheld if the region's air quality does not improve. For NPR News, I'm Flo Rogers in Las Vegas.